ॐ नमस्ते गणपतये, त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षम् तत्त्वमसि, त्वमेव केवलम् कर्तासि, त्वमेव केवलम् धर्तासि, त्वमेव केवलम् हर्तासि, त्वमेव सर्वम् खल्विदम् ब्रह्मासि, त्वम् साक्षादात्मासि नित्यम्। ऋतम् वच्मि, सत्यम् वच्मि, अवत्वम् माम्। वि हैव कम् टु दिस् वर्ड् अव, द प्रेयर्। फ्रम् हियर् द प्रेयर् ईस् फार् प्रोटेक्शन्। त्वम् माम् अव, simple language which says, O Lord, may you protect me, may you protect me. And then the word Ava is there in all the following sentences, and when you say may you protect me, our protection, and I explain to you what is absolute protection and what is relative protection. We pray for protection in its complete sense. So may you bless me with knowledge of right and wrong. May you bless me with all strength and knowledge to be able to live a life of dharma. Thereby help me prepare my mind for knowledge, and which is the, because dharma alone can protect one relative. And absolutely, O Lord, please bless me with the vision of Thy Swarupam, obtaining as my own self. In fact, Lord is your self. Lord is there as our real nature. Lord is there as our own real nature, our own self. And being blessed with the vision of Bhagavan's Swarupam as one's own Swarupam, thereby freeing oneself from all limitations, seeing oneself being free from all limitations is absolute protection, which is freedom. You are avatvam mam. But it is, our protection is also dependent on our relative protection, our being able to live a life of dharma. Our being able to live a life of dharma is dependent on the people around us also. That is why we say, Ava Tvammam, Ava Vaktaram, Ava Shrotaram, Avadataram, Avadhataram, Avanuchanam Avasishyam, Avapaschatat. Afterwards, we ask for this prayer. Avapaschatat, Avapurastat. It's exactly like how you pray in the stotrams, it's called Kavacha Stotrani. In Kavacham, there are certain prayers and stotrams which are said to be Kavacham. Kavacha means a shield, and you pray for the overall protection. So from my back, from my front, from my right side, from my left side, from above, from below, O Lord, protect me from all sides. It is not physical protection alone. When you say protect me from my left and right and front and back and above and below, we only think of physical protection. Who has front, back? Because body alone has front and back, relative term, isn't it? Protect me from all sides means wherever physically we have to deal with, associate with, have acquaintance with, everywhere may we be protected from everywhere, from all sides, we should be protected. It's not just the physical protection alone. Therefore, avapaschatat, avapurastat, avottaratat, avadakshinatat, avachordhvatat, avacha urdhvatat. Cha means and, urdhvatat ava. O Lord, may you protect me from above. Avadharatat, ava adharatat, from below. Avadharatat, then don't know how to ask for protection. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Sarvataha mam pahi, samantat mam pahi. See, here the verb has changed. Instead of using the verb ava, the verb is different, pahi. Ava, imperative verb, which means may you protect. And again, pahi is also what? May you protect. Sarvato mam pahi. So sarvato means sarvataha. Sarvataha means from all sides. From all sides. Sarvato mam pahi. Protect me from all sides. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. So samantat means entirely, totally, completely. Sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. Sarvato ma, sarvataha mam pahi, samantat mam pahi. It's an emphasis. The prayer is the same. It's an emphasis. And you know one thing? This, in horoscope charts, we have Ketu Graha. The two shadow planets are the Rahu and Ketu. And Ketu is the, you know, Jnana Karakaha. Especially people who are, see, the seekers of spiritual wisdom, we need also Ketu's blessings. And if Ketu is not in a favorable position also, and any problems also, I tell you, Ganapati, worshipping Bhagavan as Ganapati is the best remedy. That is why people have a mental, some disorders or some confusions, or some, and some, sometimes we don't have some clear understanding. Is all the, also like just as moon is the devata for the mind, even for confusions, the Ketu sometimes makes us think too much and sometimes confusions are possible. And Ganap, worshipping Ganapati, invoking the grace of Bhagavan or Ganapati is very, very good. So here we say, that's why repetition, repeated prayer, Ava, may you protect, protect like that. Ava tvammam, Ava vaktaram, Ava shrotaram, Ava dataram, Ava dataram, Avanu chanam avasishyam, Ava paschataat, Ava purastaat, Ava tarataat, avadakshinataat, avachordhvataat, avadharataat, sarvato mam pahi, pahi samantat. So until now we pray for protection. prayer for protection of myself, protection of people around me, and protection from all sides, protection in its, for total protection. Then, Tvam Vangmayas, Tvam Chinmayaha. I think we stopped here. Tvam Vangmayas, Tvam Chinmayaha. Tvam Vangmayaha. See, when you're addressing the Lord, you're addressing your own Swarupam. Which means, Vak means speech. Vak implies a word. Speech implies a word. And Vak Mayaha means Lord is in the form of all the words. Just as water alone is in the form of all the waves, just as gold alone is in the form of all the ornaments, wood alone is in the form of all the furniture, here food alone is in the form of all physical forms, Bhagavan alone is in the form of all the words. Which means, when I say wood alone is in the form of furniture, the furniture, the form, name and function, it can be ornament or a furniture or anything, does not exist independently outside of the material cause. Outside of the corresponding matter. Similarly here, the words do not have independent existence outside of Bhagavan. All the words are Bhagavan. Every word is a Bhagavan. That is why word written is also what? Bhagavan. Word written is nothing but word expressed. Word expressed can be uttered or written. A written word or an expressed, any expressed is, word is what? Bhagavan only. So all the words are Bhagavan because words are expressions of manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of thoughts. There cannot be words without the thoughts, and thoughts are manifestations of knowledge, and knowledge can manifest only the source of knowledge, source of manifestation. And the source of manifestation is the abstract formless reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. Therefore, we say, and that is truth, which is Bhagavan's Swarupam. So words are Bhagavan's Rupam, and knowledge is the Bhagavan's Swarupam. Okay? All the words are Bhagavan. So we say what? You are in the form of all the words. Tvam Vangmayas, Tvam. All the, oh Lord, you are in the form of all the words, which means you are essentially of the nature of pure knowledge. Chinmayaha, Chitmayaha, Chitmayaha. Bhagavan is in the form of pure knowledge. In what form does Bhagavan obtain? Essentially, Bhagavan, the Lord, is of the nature of knowledge. So, Chinmayaha means Swarupataha you are knowledge, Rupataha you are words. Words are Bhagavan's Rupam, pure knowledge, pure consciousness, the source of manifestation, the expression of which is the word, is Bhagavan's Rupam. So you are in the form of pure consciousness and you are in the form of words. Essentially you are knowledge and you are in the form of the words which are expressions of knowledge. Tvam vangmayas, tvam chinmayah, tvam anandamayas, tvam brahmamayah, tvam anandamayas, tvam anandamayah, tvam brahmamayah. I'm happy all of you know at least these pronouns very well now. Tvam, you all know now. Tvam anandamayas, tvam brahmamayah. Tvam anandamayah, which means you are of the nature of fullness. So you are the pure abstract reality obtaining in the form of pure consciousness. You are of the nature of consciousness essentially. Therefore, you are the source of knowledge. Therefore, you are of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, you are of the nature of fullness. You are the very truth. Therefore, you are of the nature of fullness. Anandamayaha. And you are of the nature of happiness. So being full is being happy. We have to be very clear about it. Happiness is not a state of mind. Pleasure is a state of mind and happiness is your real nature. And Bhagavan Swarup is what? Happiness is. Tvam anandamayas tvam brahmamayaha. You are of the nature of happiness because you are of the nature of limitlessness. You are the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness. For us, Bhagavan is the very truth, the reality itself. Essentially the truth and everything is appearance of the truth. Therefore everything is Bhagavan for us. So you are essentially of the Tvam Anandamayaha. Why? Because Brahmamayaha. So the word Brahma stands for Anantatvam. Limitlessness here. Brahmamayaha. Because Brahma, because you are of the nature of limitlessness. And you are the reality implied by the term Brahma. In terms of its nature of limitlessness, time-wise, object-wise, spatial, time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitlessness. Therefore, Brahmamayaha. Here, we are addressing the Lord means, the Lord is your Swarupam. It is for our own reinforcement of our own real nature. We understanding, it is talking to ourselves. Tvam vangmayas, tvam chinmayah, tvam anandamayas, tvam brahmamayah. Again, tvam sachidanandadvitiyosi. And what is Brahma? Tvam brahmamayaha. You are of the nature of bigness, greatness, that is limitlessness in terms of time, space and object. If Bhagavan Swarupam, Bhagavan is essentially of the nature of bigness and greatness, limitlessness in terms of time, space and object, what is the reality? What is Bhagavan essentially? Satchidananda Dvitiyosi. Satt Chitt Anandaha Asi Advitiyaha Asi. O Lord, Tvam Satt Asi, Tvam Chitt Asi, Tvam Anandaha Asi, Tvam Advitiyaha Asi. Tvam Satt Asi. When you say Bhagavan is the only reality, only truth, or you can say that there's no Bhagavan other than the reality, the truth, and the reality of the whole, reality alone exists, reality is that which enjoys existence of its own. What is reality? What is Sadvastu? That which enjoys its own existence is reality. And therefore, reality, which enjoys existence of its own, which is of the nature of self-existence, is to be understood in terms of its nature of existence only. Therefore, it is said, Sat, O Lord, you are the very existence. You are the mean, you are the very existence. You are of the nature of existence. You are the reality which is of the nature of self-existence. Sat. Sat Asi means you are the only reality which is of the nature of self-existence. Sat. So what is that reality which enjoys its own existence, which is of the nature of existence? In what form does the reality enjoy existence obtain? I'm very carefully using the words. In what form does the reality enjoying its own existence obtain? So reality enjoying its own existence obtains in the form, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, chit asi. See, I'm not elaborating because I don't want to do again drik drishya viveka analysis, okay? If I had to do again, it will be Pathubodha class. I don't want to do this again, differentiating the knower from the known and how known is not capable of knowing. Known enjoys existence only when it is known. For the known to enjoy existence, there must be the knower. And if you ask, and you have to resolve the knower in I, you cannot see, there's no knower other than yourself. You have to say, I am the knower, because I know I am. How do you know you are the knower? Because you know you are the knower. Once you know you are the knower, and you have to ask this question, who am I, the knower? And you have to see yourself being the knower, being distinct from the known body, mind, sense complex. And finally, you have to resolve the knower in abstract, formless reality in terms of its nature of knowing as pure knowledge, pure consciousness, obtaining as the very self. And therefore, here I don't do all the elaboration here, but you can say reality, which at least it is this reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge, pure consciousness alone, enjoys its own existence, is of the nature of self-existence. Therefore, jnanam, chit, sat, chit, tum, satchidanand, dadvitiyosi. then anandaha asi. Because reality obtained from a pure knowledge is of the nature of self-existence. And this knowledge, reality obtaining in the form of knowledge, is free from all limitations. Because time enjoys its existence in knowledge. Why anandaha? Why you are of the nature of anandaha? We have to give an answer. Time enjoys its existence in the reality obtaining in the form of knowledge. The time factor enjoys its existence in knowledge. The so-called space enjoys its existence in knowledge. All the forms, names and functions which are objects of knowledge enjoy their existence in knowledge. So, very important thing, all the objects of knowledge, not only time is an object of knowledge, not only space is an object of knowledge, all the objects of knowledge which exist within the realm of time and space enjoy their existence only in knowledge. It's a very beautiful, I'm saying it very beautifully, I don't know. You really see, instead of elaborating too much, I'm saying it. I myself appreciate what I'm saying. I wish all of you do the same. Anyway, so therefore what? Anandaha asi. You are of the nature of happiness because you are of the nature of full limitlessness in terms of time, space and object. Because time, space, all the objects exist in the realm of time and space, enjoy their existence only in knowledge. Because when there is manifestation of knowledge, time enjoys existence. Space enjoys existence. The world of objects enjoy its existence. When there is no manifestation of knowledge, time, space, all the objects lose, underline that sent word, lose their status of being the existent. Which means they do not have existence of their own. They do not have independent existence. Therefore we say reality is of the nature. Reality pervades all the objects of knowledge. Reality obtaining in the form of knowledge pervades in and through time, space and all the objects. Therefore, reality is of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Time comes and goes, space comes and goes, all the objects, objective world comes and goes in reality. Reality doesn't come and go anywhere. Always it is, everywhere it is, in where everything is in it. Therefore, anandaha. Okay. Tvam sachidananda dvitiyosi. Tvam sattasi chittasi anandahasi hachidanandaha asi. At the same time, and is there a parallel reality which is comparable to this? No. Of course, we already know it is incomparable because there is no second parallel reality. There's reality is only reality and secondless reality. Therefore, advitiyaha asi. See, sadvitiyaha means having a second one. Second thing is sadvitiya. It is advitiya, is a secondless. Tvam Satchidanandadvitiyosi. Tvam Pratyaksham Brahmasi. And it is this Bhagavan, the Lord, whose Swarupam is knowledge, enjoying its own existence, and which is in the form of everything. It is this Lord, Pratyaksham Brahma, directly perceptible whole world is the truth with the form, name and function. Im is Sagunam Brahma, nothing but Bhagavan. Pratyaksham Brahma, the world is perceptible Bhagavan in the form of perceptible world. Perceptible world is nothing but Bhagavan with its power manifest. Sagunam Brahma. Pratyaksham Brahmasi. So perceptible world, directly perceptible world is Bhagavan. And imperceptible, the truth obtaining as the swarupam of the perceiver is also, is Bhagavan. The reality obtaining as a swarupam of the imperceptible perceiver is Bhagavan. The perceptible world is also Bhagavan. Tvam pratyaksham brahmasi. Tvam jnanamayo vijnanamayosi. See, already chit we have mentioned. Chit means pure knowledge. And here jnanamayaha, vijnanamayaha means you are in the form of all knowledge manifest. First we said vangmayaha. All the words which are expressions of manifestations of knowledge we said are Bhagavan. Now we say, you are in the form of all knowledge manifest. Bhagavan is knowledge. The all manifest knowledge. The manifest, innumerable, countless manifestations of only knowledge. Of so many things in the world is what? Bhagavan only. Knowledge of science, knowledge of medicine, knowledge of engineering, knowledge of arts, fine arts, subtle and gross, any knowledge of anything in the world is manifestation of the knowledge, nothing but Bhagavan. All manifestations of knowledge is Bhagavan only. So all knowledge is the Bhagavan. The Lord. Jnanamayaha. You are, O Lord, you are in the form of all knowledge which is manifest. Now, you are the source of knowledge. You are pure knowledge. Now, you are in the form of all knowledge manifest also. Now, we say, Vijnanamayaha. And you are in the form of even the total manifestation of knowledge in the form of knowledge of the knowledge is Vijnanam. See, reality being the source of knowledge of the reality being the source of knowledge is Vijnanam. Hope you understood. Knowledge of the reality being the source of knowledge is Vijnanam. And knowledge of anything in the world is jnanam. So knowledge of the knower is knowledge vijnanam. Knowledge of the known is jnanam. Knowledge of the knower is vijnanam. Knowledge of the known is jnanam. Knowledge pertaining to the objective universe is jnanam. And knowledge of the source of knowledge is vijnanam. And any knowledge is Bhagavan here. You are the knowledge manifest. You are the knowledge manifest. Whether it is knowledge of the world or knowledge of the spirit. Knowledge of the matter or knowledge of consciousness. You are any knowledge. All knowledge is Bhagavan. Tvam, tvam jnana, tvam vangmayas, tvam chinmayaha, tvam anandamayas, tvam brahmamayaha, tvam sachidananda dvitiyosi, tvam pratyaksham brahmasi, tvam jnanamayo vijnanamayosi tvam jnanamayo vijnanamayosi tvam jnanamayaha asi tvam vijnanamayaha asi tvam jnanamayo vijnanamayosi next sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate. And to elaborate on this, tvam jnanamayaha asi means, is very interesting thing, okay? You are in the form of all knowledge of the world and the self. Which means you are the source of all knowledge. Therefore, the whole universe exists where? The whole universe enjoys its existence only in the truth, otherwise called Bhagavan. And when this knowledge is manifest, when the manifest knowledge, this manifestation of knowledge, then the world enjoys its existence. World comes into manifestation. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, the world becomes unmanifest. I'm repeating my sentence very carefully. Manifestation of knowledge is equal to world becoming manifest. Whenever there is no manifestation of knowledge, the world becomes unmanifest. And world becoming unmanifest, world becoming manifest is creation. And a manifest world becoming unmanifest is dissolution. And so here, the unmanifest or the manifest, the world does not exist outside of the reality. Therefore, from the standpoint of the world which enjoys its existence, which is dependent on the reality for its existence, the reality is looked upon as the creator of the universe, is the given the Ishvara status, and thereby the creator sustainer statuses also. So it is said here, sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate. Sarvam jagat idam. Idam sarvam jagat. This entire objective universe, inclusive of one's own body, mind, sense complex, comes into existence or becomes manifest from you, the truth. O Lord, the whole universe, the entire objective universe, inclusive of one's own body, mind, and complex, indicated by this pronoun, this, becomes manifest only from you. Twattaha jayate. Twam means you. Twattaha means from you. Panchami vibhakti. Fifth case. Twam, twam, twaya, tubhyam, twat. Twattaha means from you. We haven't practiced the declensions of this Yushmat Shabda very well. But still I can tell you, twattaha from you, mattaha from me. So twattaha from you. Twattaha jayate. Jayate is atmanepadam, simple third person present tense verb. Jayate is born, originates, comes into existence. So the whole universe originates from you only. Sarvam jagadidam twatto jayate. Sarvam jagat idam twattaha jayate. Yuvulaham yavum ummidamirundhu thonrugirathu. Okay, this whole universe originates from you. Comes into existence from you. Very carefully said. We never say you created this universe. Big difference, isn't it? In saying, oh Lord, you created this universe. The universe comes into existence from you. That's a big difference. Which means the universe always existed in you. And it comes into existence. Means what? It becomes manifest. It becomes, you know, it's available for transaction, enjoyment, and experience in a given time. That is the meaning. Sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate. Sarvam jagadidam tvattastishthati. Sarvam jagadidam tvattastishthati. So this whole universe, beginninglessly, endlessly, the universe is always there in Bhagavan, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge the reality. There is a time the universe becomes manifest, and there is a time the universe enjoys existence, and there's a time the universe again becomes unmanifest. Whether it comes into existence, it enjoys existence, and again it loses its status of being the existent, it resolves, it doesn't exist outside of Bhagavan. That is said here, sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate. Sarvam jagati idam tvattaha jayate. Sarvam jagadidam tvattastishthati. Tishthati remains, stays, stands. This universe remains, stays, stands, which means this universe is available for experience, enjoyment, interaction, transaction. The universe is available. Universe stays and universe enjoys the status of being the existent, which means the universe does, when it's enjoying the status of being existent, also it exists only in you. Tvattaha tishtati. Which means it surveys, enjoys its existence in thee, in you. Tvattaha, from you alone it remains. What does it mean? It stays. From you it remains means it exists in you. Fourth case is used in the sense of locative case. In you it enjoys existence. From you it has come into existence. In you it enjoys existence again. Then, sarvam jagadidam totto jayate, sarvam jagadidam tottas tishtati, sarvam jagadidam twayi layameshati, sarvam jagadidam, sarvam jagat idam, this entire universe, twayi in you, locative, twayi in you, layam eshyati. Eshyati is a future tense verb. It will resolve. It will attain resolution also in you. It comes into existence from you. It remains sustained. It remains enjoyable in you, experienceable in you. Again, it will resolve in you only. Twayi layam eshyati. Unnil layikkum, layattai adayum. It will attain resolution in you, in thee. Twayi layam eshyati. Tvattaha jayate, tvattaha tishtati, twayi layam eshyati. Which means there's no time universe is away from the truth, away from Bhagavan, the reality. Unmanifest also is not outside of the reality, Bhagavan. Manifest accessible world also is not outside of Bhagavan. Again, it becomes unmanifest also, it cannot go far away from Bhagavan. Universe is always Bhagavan. Manifest is also Bhagavan. Unmanifest also is Bhagavan. Accessible is Bhagavan. Inaccessible is Bhagavan. Perceptible is Bhagavan. Imperceptible is also Bhagavan. The world, the objective universe is Bhagavan. Bhagavan, the Lord, is not the universe, but the universe is the Lord. Because Lord is the reality in which the universe enjoys existence. You can say the whole universe is the reality. Reality is, Lord is the reality. Therefore, the whole universe is the Lord. Sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate. Sarvam jagadidam tvattas tishtati. See, the very beginning itself, we have resolved what? Tvam sakshadatma si nityam. There itself, we have resolved the essence in Bhagavan. Now we have resolved the Jagat also is in Bhagavan. Do you see the difference? The very beginning itself we have resolved our essence in Bhagavan. There is no I other than Bhagavan. Because Atma is the truth. Bhagavan is there as the very self of all the beings. Now it is obtaining a Swarupam of the knower. Now the known objective world also is Bhagavan. When I say known objective world, we are generously, magnanimously include our body, mind, sense complex also in the world. When the objective universe means we can include everything except body, mind, sense complex. That is where the problem comes, isn't it? We must see the fact that when you say idam jagat, idam means known. All the known, the anything known is indicated by a pronoun, by idam only, this only. And this is inclusive of our body, mind, sense complex also. If the body, mind, sense complex is included in this, what cannot be included in this I? I alone cannot be included in this. And what is this I? I is the manifestation of the first person singular pronoun, which is an expression of the manifestation of knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought, and which is nothing but essentially the pure knowledge. And that is what is called self of all the beings. So I is the truth. This is also the truth. I and this are nothing but twofold manifestations of the knowledge obtaining in the form of a thought. The source of manifestations is one and the only reality obtaining in the form of pure knowledge. So I and this, the first person, third person, this knower and the known, okay, this subject-object division is only from the standpoint of the manifestation, not from the standpoint of source of manifestation. Therefore, it is made very clear, sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate, sarvam jagadidam tvattas tishthati, sarvam jagadidam tvailayameshyati, sarvam jagadidam tvai pratyeti. Again, it is made clear. No, tvai pratyeti. Already it has been said, everything resolves in Bhagavan. The whole universe resolves in Bhagavan. Resolves means what? Becomes unmanifest. When the world becomes unmanifest, doesn't it come back again? No. Becoming manifest, becoming unmanifest is something which happens eternally. That is why we say world enjoys perennial eternity. World is perennially eternal, which means it becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest, becomes manifest, becomes unmanifest. So when did it become manifest first? You cannot say that. The world has been there timelessly, becoming manifest and becoming unmanifest. And the becoming manifest is looked upon as creation. Becoming unmanifest is looked upon as dissolution. And the source of manifestation and dissolution is one and the only truth which doesn't come and go, which is always there as the substratum and the very adhara. That's why jagad adhara. Support of the world. That is why the whole objective universe can be said to be just the non-substantial form, name and world, name and function. The substance without which the form, name and function cannot enjoy is the truth, which is Bhagavan. If I say Twai layameshyati, twai pratyeti. Pratyeti means it returns to you. Eti means goes. Eti, second conjugation verb. Eti, simple present tense, third person verb. Eti is equal to gachati. Eti ityukte gachati ityartaha. Eti means gachati. But prati eti means prati gachati. Prati plus eti goes towards, goes unto, goes back to. Prati means towards. Prati is an indeclinable word which means towards. Prati plus eti becomes pratyeti. Pratyeti, which means returns. Pratyeti means returns, goes back. So, Twayi Layameti, having said that, O Lord, comes into existence, exists in you, again resolves also in you. It doesn't go from you anywhere else. The world cannot go anywhere. Where does the wave come from? Where does the wave exist? And where else can the wave go back to? The wave has to resolve only in the water. Similarly, the whole Jagat also returns unto you, goes back unto you. That is, goes back unto you means what? It doesn't get destroyed totally. Is the world going back to Bhagavan is called relative destruction, which is nothing but a huge change. The world becoming unmanifest, returning to Bhagavan, resolving in the truth, is said to be the world returning to the Lord, which is nothing but a change, which is relative destruction. There is no such a thing called total destruction of anything here. The world is not created at all. The world cannot be destroyed also. But there will be change. Forms will collapse. Names will change. Functions, the purposes will collapse. But the still it will continue to be there. Sarvam jagadidam tvatto jayate, sarvam jagadidam tvattas tishthati, sarvam jagadidam twailayameshyati, sarvam jagadidam twai pratyeti. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabhaha, Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabhaha. Now it is made little. If everything is Bhagavan, what about, how do you see the world? We can maximum reduce the world into fivefold elements. The entire innumerable countless forms, names and functions which constitute the whole universe can be reduced to five elements. The matter in understandable form. So, and all those five elements are nothing but manifestations of knowledge. Ishwaraha Bhagavan. O Lord, you are the five elements. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabha. Tvam bhumihi. Tvam bhumihi. O Lord, you are in the form of the earth. Lord is not the earth. but the earth is one of the forms of Bhagavan, one of the manifestations of knowledge, the truth. Like light is not any opaque thing, but every opaque thing is reflection of light. Similarly, Bhagavan, obtain of pure knowledge, is not the earth, but earth is manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. That is why earth is said, enjoy earth independently, when looked at, is said to be what? Revered as Prithivi Devata. Tvam Bhumirapo, Tvam Bhumihi, Tvam Apaha. Bhumihi Apaha, Bhumirapaha. Visarga becomes what? Ra, okay? I'm going to teach you in Sanskrit class, you will know how Visarga becomes Repa. Bhumihi plus Apaha, not Tamil Apam. Okay? Bhumihi Apaha. You all don't know Tamil, so no confusion, okay? I'm talking for other people who know Tamil, they have Apamaha is different. It's okay. Bhumihi Apaha. So Apaha means waters. It's a plural word of up. Up means water. Apaha means waters. So in Sanskrit, in accepted culture, we always say waters. Bhumihi Apaha. You are in the form of water. Tvam Bhumirapo Apaha. In Sandhi, Apo. In chanting, we have to chant it as Bhumihi Apo, Bhumirapo. But when you break it, Bhumihi Apaha. Tvam Bhumihi, Tvam Apaha. You are the earth, you are the water. Tvam Bhumirapo, Dvam Bhumirapo, Nalo Nilo Nabaha. There, Nalo Nilo, you would have seen one avagraha, yes, sign. Do you see a sign? If you don't see, better have it. There must be one avagraha, that is S sign, which is called A, which is avagraha. S sign in Sanskritam is called avagraha, which stands for short vowel A. So, analaha. Analaha means agnihi. Analaha means agnihi. Analaha means agnihi, fire. Tvam bhumihi, tvam apaha, tvam analaha. Tvam analaha, you are fire. You are in the form of fire. Agni devata, fire. Then again you find one more avagraha, which stands for anilaha. Anilaha means air, vayuhu. Anilaha vayuhu. So, tvam bhumihi, tvam apaha, tvam analaha, tvam anilaha. Analaha fire, anilaha vayu. Now, nabaha. Nabaha is a sakarantaha nabas shabdaha. Neutral gender word. Nabas means space. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabaha. Nabaha is not, even though we should find the visarga, actually please write it down as sakarantaha napumsakalingaha nabas shabdaha. Nabas is a neutral gender word which means space. Whereas analaha, anilaha, two words are masculine gender words. Apaha is a plural word, feminine gender word. Now you are Sanskrit students, so I have to tell you all these things. And bhumihi ikaranta shabdaha, feminine gender word. Bhumihi ikarantaha strilingaha bhumi shabdaha. Mother earth is always feminine gender word. Prithivi, feminine gender word. Bhumihi, feminine gender word. Then bhumihi, apaha is also plural word but still feminine gender word. Strilinga shabdaha. Analaha, anilaha, masculine gender words. Akaranta shabdas. Then nabas is a neutral gender word. Doesn't matter which gender it is. Now you know all the words. Bhumihi, apaha, analaha, anilaha, nabaha. Nabaha actually nabas. Nabaha. Visarga. Sakara becomes visarga. Anyway. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabaha. O Lord, you are in the form of five elements. Which means, you are not the elements. All the elements are you. All the elements are what? Manifestations of knowledge. Illumination of consciousness. Each and every element is an illumination of consciousness. Therefore, it enjoys the status of being the Devata. Devaha. Agni Devaha or Agni Devata. Prithivi Devata. Even Nabas is a Devata. Space is Akasha Devata. So, here this analaha, why fire is called analaha? Because fire will never say enough. Alam means enough. It's extra, okay? I'm going out of the subject matter now. It is not important for you, but still I want to tell you. Alam means enough. When somebody serves you food, we always say enough. Okay, alam. We all will say, even Bakasura will say enough. But, you know, the fire will never say enough. How much air fuel you give, it will consume, and with a bigger tongue, it will ask for more. You have to see that in the places of rituals. The more ghee they offer, and the bigger flame will come. The flame is looked upon as a tongue, it will ask for more. It can consume any amount of fire, can burn and destroy everything into ashes. So fire will never say enough. That's why fire is called analaha. Alam yasya na saha analaha. Now, then vayu is called anilaha. One small difference. Analaha, anilaha. If you make it in ni, it is air. If it just na, it is fire. Nilayati. Nilayati means it remains in one's place. That's why nilayam means a place. Nilayati means remains in one place. Na nilayati iti anilaha. Air never remains in one place. Air keeps on moving from here and there. Na nilayati iti anilaha. Anyway, this extra information, which is not very key important, but doesn't matter. Now, Bhagavan is not any of the elements or all the elements, but all the elements are Bhagavan. Oh Lord, you are in the form of all the elements. You alone are there as all these elements. Where are the elements? There's no space, there's no water, there's no space. Everything can be given one name, Bhagavan, Ishwaraha. Tvam bhumirapo nalo nilo nabha. I'm going to stop here. No way. Tvam chatvari vaakpadani. And the word, before the word comes out of the mouth, when is the word known as a word? Only when it comes out of the mouth, it is heard, only then it's a word, isn't it? But before it comes, the three things we have, have three names. Para, Pashyanti, Madhyama, Vak. I'll explain to you next class. This para, pashyanti, madhyama, vaikari, etc. Okay? Para, pashyanti, madhyama, vaikari. I'll explain to you this four in the next class. Om shanti shanti shanti.